collecting is an interesting hobby. To be so in love with one thing that you need it in every possible way. I've always been a mediocre collector, mostly because I'm not very patient, which leaves my interest elsewhere. But for those that collect, it's their livelihood, their joy. To find one more thing to add to their collection is their constant strive forward. So, I sought out to find a few people who are obsessed with collecting and to hear their stories.
Collecting has always been a big part of my life. It's always just brought me joy. It's something to spend my money on and give me instant gratification. I've collected my entire life. It started, you know, when I was younger, I would collect Pokemon cards, and I took in a couple of collections from my brother and sister as well. But I started collecting Pokemon cards, that moved to video games, and that moved to CDs, and that moved to records, and then I got back into cards, so I'm collecting cards again, and then it went to clothing, high-end clothing, into now fish, and I'm sure there's a lot of collections I've, you know, not mentioned yet. So, what drives me to gain a collection off of one item is just the interest in continuing, like, you know, what else could I get? What else could I keep doing? And it's not just I collect everything, it's something that catches my eye, something that I want to keep collecting, and you know, it's just, I'm always onto a new subject, so I mean, if it was video games, I got one video game, and I wanted to try out everything, and I wanted to get every Mario game, every Pokemon game. It's just, it's like that, and you know, I plan to continue collecting, and who knows where I'll end up. Right now, I'm at fish, and I'm just starting off, and I'll continue to collect for as long as it, you know, brings me joy and interest.
I've been collecting various items probably since I was about 10 years old. It first started with baseball cards, football cards, and hockey cards because, like any other 10-year-old boy, that's what I enjoyed, and I would like to go through them with my brother, and we would trade back and forth. And after that, once I got a little older, probably like 14, 15, I came to realize that you can write letters to professional athletes, and sometimes they will send an autograph back, so I started collecting autographs because I was big into sports. After that, I really got into playing guitar, and then I started to collect guitars once I got my first job. I really liked collecting guitars a lot more than the baseball cards, just because you can actually do something with the guitar. And I've gone on to collecting cigars because it relaxes me, and I think it could possibly be a wise financial investment in a few years. I mean, you can't take your money with you when you die. If something makes you happy, why does it matter what anyone else thinks of it? Just, I don't see there's any real harm. And like, especially if you're doing it in moderation and not putting yourself or your family in financial hardships. Hobbies are something to take up the free time in your life that you don't want to spend sitting on the couch.
Whether it's collecting, working out, or traveling, there's something out there for everyone to enjoy. It's all about finding out what makes you, you.